I'm Jillian Johnsrud, wife, mom of six, writer, speaker, and coach. Over the last 20 years, I've sought out the ideas, stories, and tools that helped me to become financially independent, to find work that I'm passionate about, and live with more intention. I know these will empower you on your journey. Welcome to Everyday Courage. Welcome, welcome to season 4 of Everyday Courage. We have made it exactly half a year. My little podcast was born on my birthday, January 3rd, and now we are rolling into August. So season 4, oh man, guys, I'm so excited about this one. I've titled this one, The Best in the Biz, like the best in the business. And this isn't just about professional growth or even like building big companies. It's more about looking at people who have become really successful in their chosen thing, who've accomplished really big things, and I also happen to think are incredibly awesome, wonderful, delightful human beings. How did they do that? How did they become the best in their area? And this is something I've always been really curious about. I've always been fascinated about how people get from point A to point B, how people make progress. I give a lot of credit to my dad. My dad is just a naturally extremely curious person. And growing up, he would teach curiosity. If you don't know, apparently this is something that you can teach kids to just be really curious. We were driving around. He was in construction. We would stop at construction sites. He would go, huh, Jillian, I wonder why they're doing it that way. I wonder what roof line they're going to use. I wonder why that wall looks that way. And just looking at the world through really curious eyes. And I remember one time we were on a long car trip, and I was probably 8, 10 years old, which if you remember being 8 or 10, you feel very grown up. I currently have an 8 and 10 year old, and they seem very young and very much like little kids. But I was probably 8 or 10. We were on this long drive. He was talking about this quote of, you'll beat out 70% of the competition simply by showing up. And I remember being that grown up little kid and just being fascinated by that idea of like, is it that simple? Because I guess I assumed, and this belief lingered on for a long, long period of time, that people were successful because maybe they inherited a lot of money. I grew up in a farming and ranching community, so a lot of people who had farms and ranches inherit them. And my family did not own a farm or ranch. So it's kind of like, well, that doesn't seem like that's going to be the best option. Or you look at entrepreneurs and you're like, wow, they became successful because they raised $1 million of funding. Or for a long time, I was like, maybe it's just serendipity. Maybe you just meet that one person and they open all of the doors for you and you get your one big break. And it's just that chance encounter that can help you kind of rise above and make progress and be successful. What was it in these stories? What actually helped them become successful? And I think that quote is true. Like 70% is just showing up is a big part of it. I've come to realize it's not so much a chance encounter. Is it your big break or raising $1 million in investment capital? It's these simple ideas executed with great courage. That courage to get outside your comfort zone, that courage to have honest conversations, the courage to really go deeper in your relationships, to lean in and to be more vulnerable, the courage to be a beginner, or just the courage to be bolder. You know, last season we talked about how to be you bravely. And I remember I had this point about 10 years ago where, oh my gosh, I had tried so hard to be someone else. I tried to mold and conform and fit and jump through the hoops to meet everyone else's expectations and make everyone else happy with who I was. And I failed tremendously. It was not for lack of effort. It just was, seemed like a really impossible task. And I came to the conclusion of, with all of this effort, all of this work, I'm an incredibly mediocre version of someone else. And I just thought, let's just go all in. Let's just go all in on being me. Awkward, you know, sometimes overly passionate, overly excited, super introverted, bad at dinner parties, whatever that is. I'm just going to go all in on that. And there's this quote by an author or poet. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry. I'll assume that he is deceased. But it goes something like, you might as well fall flat on your face than bend too far over backwards. Sometimes that's one of these elements of success. You might as well just go all in on being you, on your own ideas, on your own passions and desires, versus like fall over because you tried to bend so far backwards to accommodate and to fit in. So this season, we have a mix of just some of my absolute favorite human beings and a couple tools and ideas that I use in my life, I use with coaching clients, the types of things that I'm teaching in, oh, spoiler alert, my new Camp Progress. Camp Progress is kind of like summer camp, where you learn new skills and new perspectives while having fun with like-minded people. It's also affordable and convenient, like community college. They're live online classes with me as your teacher. And it's all on personal growth topics. First up, we have one on boundaries. We have a class on life design and setting goals and habits. And we have a class on how to master your money, 9 steps to be confident with your personal finances. All of these classes are designed to help you make progress in your money, your work, your goals, and your relationships. Head to jillianjohnsrud.com/events. And if you use coupon code EC10 for Everyday Courage, you will get 10% off your first class. I hope you check it out. So some of these interviews, you know, I've got John Rampton, one of my favorite people, talking about the role of generosity in his success. And I just love the way he looks at this kind of radical, intentional, persistent generosity as part of who he is, but it's an integral part of his ridiculous success as an entrepreneur. You know, I have Brad and Jonathan on, and we talk about partnerships because I think a lot of us have that crazy idea that we want to do with a friend, whether it's we want to open a taco truck or we have this idea for, you know, an amazing mom's group, or we want to start a retreat, or we want to start this nonprofit and we've got this friend or this spouse or this buddy that we're like, I want to do it with them. What makes partnerships really successful? How do you navigate that unique role in a way that it amplifies your success? And Brad and Jonathan from Choose Fire are a great example. They have this tremendously successful podcast. How have they worked that partnership? Another segue, if you like partnerships, you actually are interested specifically in podcasting. Jonathan has a new podcasting course that is rolling out very soon, if it's not already out. And if you're like me and you love talking and sharing stories and sharing ideas and interviewing interesting people, but the techie side, the sound and the, I don't even know, the editing and the hosting and how you put it out into the world and make it good outside of your voice, I would check that out. And we have Dr. Carrie-Anne Rockmore, which will be our first interview up. One of my favorite people, and I'm so excited to have her back because I could just talk to her kind of forever. We talk about in this conversation just this really, oh man, it feels so vulnerable and dangerous, and it takes a little bit of courage, but the courage to be a newbie, the courage to be the person who's not like, who doesn't know what they're doing, and just to show up into new groups and to go deep in those relationships. I think that's something that so many of us crave, those really deep, vulnerable, powerful friendships, professional friendships. But it's scary. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to show up as the newbie. It's hard to kind of go deeper in your relationships and actually put effort into them. Because most of us, by some point in our adult life, have had friendships that go awry or that break down or that fade over time. Moving past that pain to like start again. I want to talk about a couple tools that I use, like the myth of the most experty expert. Oftentimes we're hesitant to jump into things because we think, well, I'm not the most experty expert. But the way you become the most experty expert is by showing up and by being the newbie and making those friends and having those partnerships and that generosity. Like, that's how we get there. So you might as well just show up. You might as well get started. Don't let the fact that like, well, someone else knows more, someone else is more skilled. Like, there's room in every market for the beginner. I 100% believe that there is room in every single marketplace for the beginner. So show up as the beginner and fill that need in the marketplace. I am so excited about this season, obviously. I think it's going to be really helpful just to help us make progress, to see these people that feel 100 miles away in where they are in entrepreneurship or as creatives or in their partnerships, in their hobbies, in their projects. But to figure out like those couple things is that, what did showing up look like? What was, if we're going to beat out 70% of the competition, how do we just start showing up? And what are a couple things that maybe really resonate with you in this? I hope you guys enjoy the season as much as I did recording it. It is 100% our motto that you don't have to be perfect to make progress. You just have to be a little bit more courageous every day because adventure awaits. If these ideas are what you needed today, hit subscribe. But if you want to go further, go to choosefi.com/courage. We've created free resources to walk you through this journey, to take these ideas and to transform them into action and results in your life. Invite a friend, your sister, a partner to join you on this adventure. Get your free resources at choosefi.com/courage. Let's do this together. Let's get started.